Hello once again, and welcome back to the second half of the EZ Show podcast, as I like to do typically on Mondays here, where I have to head out for the radio station staff meeting. Always a good time. So the owners of the radio station are a husband and wife team. And there's something that takes place that I always cringe. Because I think that they're at a point where, like, the hubby, he responds to everything that the better half says with, yeah, okay. Like, with a degree of, like, snark and aggression that I'm like, I wouldn't do that. If you do that all the time, if your default is that, every time you open your mouth, that's going to happen. And that's not fun. You don't want to do that. Because then it could be just something like, hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner? Yeah, okay. You know, you gotta break that cycle and, you know, just be sweet. Like I am all the time. All right, so I was tipped off that I have a relative of mine that I should get to know, and I don't even know if it like I should get to know. I have a relative of mine that is living nearby me here in West Michigan, and it's my second cousin. I don't even know if I mentioned this, but I was at the Who Are These podcast show. About 10 days ago at the Magic Bag in Ferndale. And this dude comes up to me, says, hey, my wife is your cousin. And I look at him and he's a big dude. His name's Jim. I go, we've interacted before. He goes, yes, I interacted with you at a hockey game last year. And I said the same thing to you. I go, I remember that. So he lives not far from here with his better half, my cousin. Now, I don't know, you know, you hear about first cousin, second cousin, first cousin once removed. I actually did a deep dive on this. But anyway, dude says to me, he sent, I actually traded information with him. So he texts me and says, hey, we've got like a fundraiser for Coats for Kids. I'm in the Knights of Columbus. Which, by the way, I walked up to him and I said, Vivat Jesus. And he goes, Vivat Jesus, which is what you say when you greet another knight. I am a third degree knight. He's probably a fourth degree knight. But that's like secret handshake stuff. Now, as you know, I am no longer a practicing Catholic. So I am not involved with the local Knights of Columbus. And that's okay. They're a great group. These dudes get, here's what they do with the Knights of Columbus. When you get together for the once a month meeting, you go in there and then you discuss ways to help the world. I am not kidding you. All they want to do is have fundraisers and serve great food and drink a couple of beers. And it's just a bunch of dudes getting together, and that's what we do. Again, I'm not part of this anymore, but I enjoyed my time with those guys. So they're coming up with, the barbecue cookout where they have the bounce house after mass, and you pay like $10 and you get the hamburgers. And then they take that money and they like stock the food pantry for like underprivileged folks. Or they give it away to, like, the old folks' home. Or they pay for, like, a bus trip to take the old folks to the Lions game. It's all that's all it is. Now, so that's what they're doing. And this dude, Jim, who's married to my cousin, he goes, hey, we're doing the kibasa dinner fundraiser, easy. And I go, well, that's a fantastic fundraiser. I'm all about it. Let me just tell you something. The food that I ate at the kibasa fundraiser was the best kibasa and sauerkraut I have ever had in my life. You got potatoes already cooked, and then they cook them on a black stone further to get like a little caramelized, and then they sprinkle like some special salt on it. You get the potatoes, you get the kibasa sliced up, and the sauerkraut, and you got to put this curry ketchup on the sauerkraut. This is totally fantastic. This is what you do when you're in the Knights of Columbus. You have fish fries, picnics, kibasa parties, and then the people who are working behind serving you the food. You don't have to be old, but typically Knights of Columbus people are old. And if you're not old, you got to make yourself look old. And the way you look old is grow a big fucking beard and be fat. So if you're a thin guy that looks like me, fuck you. It's not going to work. Maureen says you lost me at the curry ketchup. I had never had curry ketchup until I was there. And it was awesome. It's just a sweeter version of ketchup. Have you ever tried it? Have you had it before? Because if you've never had it before, you got to try it. I'm going to go out and buy some and put it on my burgers. So I'm like, holy shit. And it's a little steep because I got the two kibasas with it. I go, I'm thinking it's going to be like $8. Because that'll be 15. Maureen does not answer my question. She says, oh, you lost me at curry ketchup. So that would imply you've tried it. Have you tried it? And I said, did you try it? And the answer is, I don't put ketchup on kibasa. Okay, that's not the question. The question is, have you tried curry ketchup? Surely you can follow along with such a simple question. Listen, you got to get in the habit of actually answering the question that's asked. You can't throw me a curveball with an answer that doesn't match up with the question. My God. And now finally, I drag it out of her with, no, I haven't tried curry ketchup and you can't make me. Are you a little kid? It's something new. Just try it. I'd never heard of it. I tried it and it tastes good. God. Scott says it's really good. I had it in Austria. That was the first time I had it. I go, well, I'm buying this. Scott says they put that shit on everything. I'm going to put it on everything. Murder lover Linda says, I could have answered that for her, but I didn't have my phone. Linda, is that a thing? You ask her a question like, hey, what day do you want to get together? And so there can only be one of seven answers. What day do you want to get together? One of seven answers. And you get a totally off the beaten path answer to your question. My God. Anyway, he goes, yeah, $15. I go, 15. I'm thinking to myself, $15. Fucking A, man. So this dude, Jim, I met him at WATP. He says, yeah, I'm married to your cousin. It's like, okay. So then I did the math. In order to determine what a cousin is, like what the relationship is between me and this lady named Rachel. She's younger than me, but my cousin. And so we share a great grandma and great grandpa. And that would be great grandpa Frederick and great grandma Catherine Rising. That's where it goes. So, and then I did the math and then I worked it out to, all right, you're my second cousin. And then some of you might be like, hey, what's a second cousin once removed. It's boring. Don't even worry about it. Jackie was there. Jackie would be her second cousin once removed. There's a story going around about Bill Belichick. Former NFL coach rips Bill Belichick for inappropriate sideline behavior. North Carolina, the team that he coaches, by the way, they stink. They keep getting hammered. This is what's being described as inappropriate behavior by Bill Belichick. He's the head football coach at North Carolina. And as you know, the girlfriend is beauty queen. This is the interaction that is a problem, apparently. Here she is. She's got the skirt, the cute little purse, nice top, long hair, the boots. She's going with the boots, high heel boots. Says something to him. Okay. She's probably telling him how to run the offense. Okay, I think her just being there. I don't know what's inappropriate about that. The guy is under a microscope. Let's see. A Super Bowl winning head coach is ripping Bill Belichick for his inappropriate sideline behavior over the weekend. Belichick, his girlfriend Jordan Hudson, North Carolina, got beat up by UCF, University of Central Florida, 34-9. Video went viral. He's being called out for this. Most football teams do not want to see their head coach chatting with his wife or girlfriend or anyone outside of the team, really, before an important game. John Gruden ripped Belichick on Wake Up Barstool on Fox Sports 1 today. Dave Portnoy asked John Gruden and Greg Olson if they have ever seen a coach chatting up his girlfriend before kickoff. Gruden did not hold back. He says, I've never seen anything like that. Mike Lombardi works for North Carolina. I'm not going to do that. I've heard him criticize me several times. I'm sure he'll produce a TikTok today explaining exactly what was going on there, Gruden said. Gruden joked that his wife called the game winner against. Hold on a second. I can actually play this clip. Maybe I can't.
So they get slammed by UCF. They play two real teams now, and they've gotten hammered by both of them. What everybody is talking about is his girlfriend, Jordan, who's on the sidelines before the game, and they're having a little chat session here, in close, sweet nothings. You guys have both played football for a long, long time. Have you ever seen the girlfriend or the wife? I don't remember seeing.
These guys are like, we're really doing this? They're like, you're setting us up for this?
It on the sidelines in this situation. They're warming up, ready to go to the game. Greg, like, what is going on here to my guy?
I don't know, but did you guys see the AI that somebody did where it turned into like a full-on like hug? Did you guys see that?
It wasn't
clip?
Just a hug. It was a make out. She straddled him. I think a gentleman by the name of PFT Commenter may that have was, posted it.
He did post it. I don't know who made it, but I might have laughed. I thought pretty funny. I think in today's college world, I think there's all sorts of stuff that a lot of us are not used
all right,
to
that's
seeing.
Boring.
Listen,
football.
Do I care if a coach's wife, girlfriend, kids are on the sideline before?
Well,
you can bring your whole family on the side when you lose, and when you lose,
the people talking. What game?
All right, I can't take it. Serves me right for watching this sight unseen, but I'll play the Gruden clip.
Game.
Well, actually, she called the game winner against the Ravens on Monday Night Football a couple years ago. She came down on the field and helped me through a tough situation. It was an all-out blitz, and she told me to go with 58 surge. So thank God she saved the day that day. But I've never seen anything like that. You know, Mike Lombardi works for North Carolina. I've heard him criticize me several times. I'm sure he'll produce a TikTok today explaining exactly what was going on there.
Okay, his problem is with this Mike Lombardi guy. Yeah, if you don't win, If you don't win football games and you're shitty, that's the first thing they're going to point to. When this tart walks on the field and there's any type of dialogue, you got to stay hidden, you know? I mean, come on. The fact that this is a relationship in the first place is, frankly, disturbing, in my opinion. I don't know how he can look at this and feel comfortable with this relationship, like Bill Belichick. You're a fat, ugly, old piece of shit, and you've got one of the hottest women that is currently walking the face of the earth who is your girlfriend. Now, don't you ever look in the mirror and say, God, this can't be real. There's got to be more to this. The clues are here. I've got baloney slice man tits hanging down. I've got a giant fat gut. I'm old as fuck, and she's in her mid-20s. What in God's name has happened here? It's just money. She's using you for your money, you sick fuck asshole. Maureen says he looks like he's lost a little weight in that video. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I don't give a shit if he's ripped. He's still like 94 years old right now. My God. Murder lover Linda says Gruden is jealous that his wife isn't as hot. LOL. Yeah, I don't know about that. I've got another football. I got actually a couple more football stories that I want to get into. Some kid at a high school not far from here, somewhere in Kalamazoo. This 15-year-old fat fuck kid who is, he's probably like 500 pounds. He's playing on the JV football team, and he's on the field, and he's like a blocker or some shit like that. And, you know, he's way big for his age, obviously. He's big for any human, frankly. And the kid on the other team weighs like 56 pounds. Way overmatched. And fat fuck gets the best of them, and the kid, the little shrimp, falls down, and then the fat fuck then does a King Kong Bundy belly flop, a big splash onto this little guy, and little guy's bones turn to powder. Like he's got multiple fractures of his spine. He could have been paralyzed or worse. He could have been killed. I think that the still image of this might be more remarkable than the actual video moment of it, because this is it. This is when that fat fuck decided to do the big splash. And look at this kid on he's a little buddy. And this slob he body slams him. Now, on the video for this, the guy who posted the video that I'm about to share, I think he's a racist, because it says here Larry, and then there's all sorts of American flags around his name. That's the first hint that he's a racist. We all know that because of MAGA, people who wave the American flag are actually white supremacists. That's a known fact that exists in the world today. So if you're driving behind the hillbilly who has a truck with multiple flag poles, with multiple flags, he is in fact a racist. American flag now stands for racism. And this guy posted... Look, he wrote, black player breaks white player's spine with illegal attack during football game. This idiot is the first guy that's worked race into it. Alan says the still image is killing me. Well, yeah, it's just before it kills the kid. Here's the video from the moment.
You can see the moment the player wearing number 73 who plays. Back. You can see the.
So.
You can see the moment the.
Okay, he flies out of the pile. He just kind of comes out of nowhere.
The player wearing number 73 who plays for Kalamazoo Central.
Oh!
He's on the Lake Shore player.
Okay, so that apparently hurt the kid. I don't know. I didn't think that would do the damage that it did. You know, he does the King Kong Bundy splash on the kid. But it did. It like turned that little Dutch kid's bones to powder. Big size difference. Charges should be placed for assault, and the player should be suspended for the rest of the season. This person says this could be considered a hate crime, black on white. And then Larry said, I agree, and I'm tired of it. Yeah, I don't think it is. I think you keep blocking till the play is done. The whistle had not yet blown.
Moment the player wearing number 73 who plays for Kalamazoo Central jumps on the Lakeshore player.
Yeah, that guy on the for the Lakeshore team or whatever wherever the fuck he was, Lakeshore High School, Colton Mims. I mean, he was probably getting up and getting ready to make the tackle. So you got to make sure he stays down. Larry here, who's a racist, said, "What do you notice about the two players?" And when I read that, I went, I don't notice anything. I notice that one is huge and the other one is a teeny weeny little buddy. This is what this is a reason why you don't let your kids play football, because all of that happened during the whistle. So I support the fat fuck kid who did the big splash. Stevie says that kid is asshole today. I don't think so at all. Cole says, fuck off. It's football. Go play soccer if you don't like it. Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to make everything black and white. Who cares? No one noticed that until you pointed it out. It doesn't have to be a race thing every goddamn time. If he's 15, if I am like Michigan, you make him commit now and promise some name, image, and likeness money. And then he can market the big splash. Like if that happened in any other, age group, people wouldn't give a shit. And I'm questioning the kid who got hurt. I mean, it's not like he fell from a 30-story building. He didn't hit him that hard. And he's got gear on. I don't buy that. I mean, he probably had the, maybe he has like brittle bone disease or something like that. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. So, I don't buy for a second that the black kid did anything wrong, and nor do I think it was race. Well, it might have been race motivated. We don't know. But as far as it goes, that's acceptable behavior on the football field. I don't know if you saw what happened in the Michigan State game. Oh, this is horrible. I cannot believe anybody even lets their kids play football. I think the only people, I'm glad that parents do let their kids play football, but it is such a violent sport that I'm, you know, considering what they're going up against, what could happen at any given moment. I didn't let Jim play football. I went with the much less violent game of hockey. This guy's name is Wayne Matthews III. This is something here. You're gonna see his head nearly come off.
It's because we want.
Oh my God. Okay. So this guy here, it's friendly fire. His own guy misses tackling the USC guy.
It's because we want to protect these guys. It's because
and
we want to.
With that, he's going now straight for his own guy. And hits his own. This is Wayne Matthews III getting hit. And then Wayne Matthews III's head, it almost comes off. That looks like what would happen in like a basilar skull fracture, like Dale Earnhardt. And he's done at that point. And it was bad. They like brought out the cart. And you're looking for movement in the extremities, and all the players are huddled around playing. And it was it's being said that while they were in the huddle, the Spartans, they were all pissed off at their parents for making them play football. They said, "Why did our moms and dads make us do this? This is awful." But the guy, when he was being carried off, Wayne Matthews III, he did the old Mike Utley thumbs up. So you could see his legs and his arms moving, and he gave thumbs up. So no big deal. I guess he's fine. But that looked terrible. My God. Yeah, I can't imagine. Trump spoke at the there's a big announcement that's supposed to be coming today. And from what I'm understanding, there has been some information leaked. And I'm learning, Trump is going to announce today. It's a bummer if you own the stock in Johnson & Johnson, who makes Tylenol. But the Trump White House and the, you know how they got that one guy who's in charge, a guy with a weird voice? RF Kennedy, RFK Jr. So he's a conspiracy theorist, crazy guy. And he hates vaccines. And he's like, don't vaccinate your children. Let them roll the dice, and vaccines will kill your children. He has suggested that Tylenol is giving kids autism. Now, you and I both know that that is totally retarded. It's not. But that's what he's saying today. In fact, he opened up the door to discuss this, Trump, at the Charlie Kirk funeral, which I don't know about you, but I don't think that's the right time to break down with 200,000 mourners that they now know that what has caused autism. And the claim is Tylenol. Now, everybody within the sound of my voice, whether you love Trump or you hate Trump, deep down, all of you know that that is complete and utter horseshit. We just know it. There's no way that that is accurate. But that's not going to stop this fucking moron from blasting out to the world. This is the same cock who said, inject the bleach into your bloodstream to clean the inside of your body from COVID. That's how fucking stupid this is.
It was Charlie who helped unite MAGA.
MAGA.
And you know what M-A-H-A is? That's right. Make America healthy again.
For those of you that can't stand Trump, you can't even hear the sound of his voice. You gotta stay with me here because we're talking about this. You've got to hear the clip.
And tomorrow we're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in the history of our country. We're going to be doing it with Bobby and Oz.
Mehmet Oz.
All of the professionals. I think you're going to find it to be amazing. I think we found an answer.
It's going to be one of those jerk each other off Oval Office meetings, like the one where Kid Rock was there looking like a fucking ridiculous buffoon. Or when Elon was there with his stupid fucking kid telling Trump to go fuck himself.
To autism. How about that? Autism. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking in the Oval Office in the White House about autism, how it happens so we won't let it happen anymore, and how to get at least somewhat better when you have it. So that parents can help their child, their beautiful child. That's a big one. I've been bugging everybody over there. Get the answer to that.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to be a pain in the ass, but could you find out what causes autism? Like it's that. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate that.
You know, 20 years ago, 1 in 10,000 were born with autism. 20 years ago, the most recent survey says 1 in 12.
I don't know if anybody believes that. Who knows if that's even right? He might be right. Doesn't sound like something he would be right, but maybe.
How bad is that? That's for young.
Yeah, it's a good thing you reminded them to find out what's causing it.
Boys, baby boys, but also girls, a little bit better. It's about 1 in 20, but we can't. There's obviously there was something really wrong, and we think we know what that is. I think it's going to be one of the most important news conferences I'll ever have, and I look so forward to it.
Do you have to sound so fucking weird, though? Why? I hope he's right. Cole says this is not the time or the place. The problem with Trump is he thinks that it is true that whatever he says goes. But, I mean, you're at a funeral for this dude that was murdered in cold blood. Shut up, you fucking idiot. Bob here, he says, the problem is the definition of autism has changed so much over the years and the spectrum is so wide. Yeah, well, you know, that's a great point. I'm glad you made it. I think this goes back to the people who do this for a living diagnose these things. Like when we were going to school and we had a kid who was a weirdo, he didn't go to the doctor and he wasn't diagnosed with autism. He was diagnosed with a knuckle sandwich at lunchtime recess because that's who we beat the shit out of. Who do you think was on the bottom of the pile when we were playing N-word pile? It was the kid who would be defined now as autistic. Like, oh, my God, I cannot wait to beat the shit out of him. And, oh, my God, it was terrible. Or Smear the Queer, other horrible games that we would play. And it had 35 normal kids in the classroom in Mrs. Nichols' class. You know, probably two-thirds of those kids had autism. Chris says, smear the autistic kid doesn't ring the same. No, you're right. Rebecca says, if he's wrong, Tylenol has the opportunity to sue the shit out of him. I think Bob is onto something with the what they describe as autistic. And that's why more and more people are diagnosed with it, because back then you had to be acting like Rain Man. You know, when Dustin Hoffman played that fucking part in that movie with Tom Cruise. Like, well, my kid's not doing that. He's not good at counting cards. What is he? The doctor be like, well, he's diagnosed with weirdo, and he can look forward to a good steady menu of ass kickings on the schoolyard playground. That's what he's going to get. Stevie says the timing is interesting. There is a newer documentary about the Tylenol murders from back in the 80s. Way to go. You put on your Maureen hat there for a nice fun fact. Cool. Linda says he doesn't care about most of his own kids. Stevie says, had said, like he gives a single fuck about kids, please. No, I think he gives a shit about kids. Of course he does. You see, that's the problem. You guys on the left, I mean, there's always a time and a place to make fun of Trump. Like when he suggested that he just, leaned in to the health department office and said, hey, don't forget, find a cure for autism. Let's get going on that, guys. That's stupid. I mean, I love busting his balls about that. But I think anybody who makes a stupid statement like he doesn't give a fuck about children is ridiculous. It's a horrible, horrible comment. It's not well thought out. Bob says, by today's standards, when I was in grade school, I should have been labeled highly autistic, shy, quiet, trouble with eye contact, weird, nervous tick, and good at math. Yeah, I don't know, maybe. When is the Trump autism news conference? When is the Trump autism news conference? Yeah, it doesn't say. But there's more and more people that are saying that it's Yeah, they're going to point to Tylenol as a link. It's going to start at 1 p.m. So that might be terrible for them. Sell your stock in whatever it is that is on the ticker for Johnson & Johnson, because Trump is about to brainwash half of America to not taking Tylenol. By the way, that's the only pain reliever I can take. I can't take like Advil or anything like that. So I love Tylenol. All right, I gotta. It's time for a potty break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stick with me through the break, and I've got more for you. Stand by. All right, I'm back. As you know, on this show, we've covered many, many crazy bone breaks with muppety, flippity, floppity words being used to describe those bone breaks. For now, the second time I have witnessed that at a soccer game. Now, I never once saw it during the Michigan Rangers games, luckily. But I witnessed it again over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you about this moment on today's Patreon bonus podcast. I don't want to say too much about it. I need to keep some of this under wraps on the free platform. First time I ever saw this was at an indoor game that I was hosting, doing PA for. This is not affiliated with the Michigan Rangers. It was like opening night and like, you know, star-studded affair. People like in the soccer community are so happy about this. And this crazy moment happened, and I don't know what it was, bone on bone or foot on bone, but you know, like the bone between your ankle and your knee, you got two of them. You got tibia and fibula. Tibia is the big one that when you trip, when you're going up the steps, that you bash the front of your shin on, and it hurts so fucking bad. Okay, that's the tibia. There aren't many bones in your body that are bigger than that. I think like the femur between the hip and knee is the only one bigger. It's a tough ass bone. And I'll never forget the sound it made. It was like a gunshot. And he's rolling on the ground screaming bloody murder. And when you drive by, like, the tax guy or the used car dealer, and he's got that, it's blowing air, that thing, to get your attention, and it's one of those streamers with the crazy arm guy going, hey, stop in and get your taxes done. The leg was doing that. It was all over the place. And he's holding it in the air like this. And this area right here is going flippity, and you're seeing bends in the, and it's destroyed. So the tibia and the fibula are all of fucking nuts. Wacky inflatable arm waving tube man. Yes. More than one person said the same thing. Is that from something? That is it referred to as that on a TV show or something? I don't know how you all were able to come up with that same descriptor of that. That's what the leg looked like. And for this soccer game, they didn't have like an ambulance crew on the scene. It was kind of low rent. And they had to like call 911. And it was a super snowy night, and there were wrecks all over the area. And he laid there on the goddamn field for 90 minutes until they finally were able to get there. And he was actually like, kind of like bored, like it stopped hurting him. It was so long it started to heal. Which I guess this is incredibly dangerous. You can get something known as compartments syndrome, which could cause you to lose your leg if you don't get treatment. Crazy. So, yeah, that was an unbelievable thing. But I witnessed another flippity-muppity bone break. And we're going to talk about that in the Patreon today. And there's a reason for it. It'll make sense as to why I'm saving that story for the Patreon. Okay. So we've got autism announcement. We got to get to that. This week, it's kind of a weird week because Thursday is the last podcast day of the week. Friday, I will be up north at Fear Bunker North. Thursday, Pooh Bear and I are taking off. And it's kind of a working trip because I'll still be doing the radio show on Friday. And they want to do something. The radio station wants to do something on Saturday, which is boring. But still, a chance to get away. We are going to do that. We will have Book Club Tuesday. We'll have Who Are These Free Beers on Wednesday. And the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I still have to post Lost Zane recordings from today. My apologies. I will get to that. If you have any nominations for Asshole of the Day, by all means, leave them. I appreciate you guys so much with your suggestions. A word now from our friends at Catholic Charities West Michigan. They are looking for families who would love to get some information about possibly being a foster family or offer respite care. That's a much shorter version of foster care, up to 2 weeks. If this is something that interests you, if you felt the calling to open up your home to a little girl or a little guy, young girl, young guy, adolescent, late teens sometimes, these are people that really have the deck stacked against them while, you know, the system is trying to sort out what's going on with mom and dad. They need a stable environment. Please consider reaching out to Catholic Charities West Michigan. If you'd like more information, call Bernadette Joyce at 616-915-4695, or you can email Bernadette at bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. Thank you to Catholic Charities West Michigan. Frank Fuss is helping people get their health insurance in order when they are getting their health insurance through Obamacare or the marketplace. Yeah, sure, you can go to that website, healthcare.gov, and do it yourself, but it's probably going to be a little bit tricky, and you might not know what you're doing, which that could trip you up. Don't risk any of that. Have Frank do it for you for free. Frank's services are free. He gets paid by insurance companies. So if he can take you and put you into an insurance policy, they know that because Frank's a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. He is compensated. That's how this works. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Finally, King's Room Barbershop. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. And you should, too. They've got three locations in West Michigan. One Caledonia, one on Northland Drive, and one of them at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net is where you go for hours of operation, exact locations, and schedules. All at kingsroom.net. Nominations for Asshole of the Day. Bob wants it to be the fat ass football kid. No way. Play to the whistle. I'm going to go with Trump for the nonsense that he's about to talk about today with quote unquote causes for autism. That's ridiculous. That's not going to be true. Nobody's going to believe that. And the people that do are probably going to ruin the company that makes Tylenol. All right, that's my time. Thank you. I'll be getting a quick turnaround on the Patreon bonus podcast today. We'll talk about the flippity-puppity arm break. that I saw, or bone break that I saw. I already ruined it. Okay, thank you. Have a good one, and bye-bye.